Take it to the top. To the top.
My name is Richie Phillips. This is The Top. This is the podcast where we pick a category or some kind of a topic that you'd like me to cover. We try to find a top person from that category, and I will take it to the top until I get that person on the podcast. This particular one has a really serious slant, and I'm going to begin by referring you to a webpage called the Officer Down webpage. You can find it at odmp.org. I'll put that address in the show notes so it'll be easy for you to remember, odmp.org. These are officers that were killed in the line of duty. And you can see by reading this the various circumstances that caused their death. And the list is staggering. I'm just going to give you a sample. Trooper Michael J. Anson, New York State Police. Cause of death, 9/11 related illness. Lieutenant Christopher Robiteau, Jersey City Police Department. Cause of death, struck by vehicle. Officer Chris Bedoin, Monroe Police Department in Los Angeles. Cause of death, automobile crash. Deputy Sheriff Daniel A. McCartney, Pierce County Sheriff's Department, Washington State. Cause of death, gunfire. New York City Police Department has Lieutenant Jeffrey W. Francis. Cause of his death, again, 9/11 related illness. Detective Michael R. Doty, York County Sheriff's Office, South Carolina. Cause of death, gunfire. Deputy U.S. Marshal Christopher David Hill, United States Department of Justice, gunfire. Deputy Sheriff Heath McDonald Gum, Adams County Sheriff's Office in Colorado, gunfire once again. Police Officer Glenn Anthony Doss, Detroit Police Department, once again, gunfire. That's a lot for 1 year, isn't it? No, I lied. That's for 1 month, January 2018. Unbelievable. All the more reason why this organization exists, Blue Friday of New York, and we always have a series of events to raise money for families of police officers killed in the line of duty. Think of it. Family member gets dressed for the day to go out to their job and never returns because of reasons like what I just read to you. It's devastating. It changes lives, and it ends lives at the same time. And this is why we exist. And how do we raise money to help these families? Through a series of events that happen every single year. And once again, we really wanted to remind you of these events and the importance of them and where the money actually goes. So I have a guest this week, Pat Fox. I call him Top Cop here on The Top. He has led the charge all these years, and it's a pleasure to have him on the program. Pat, it's so great to have you on the podcast.
It's always great to be here with you, Richie.
Well, thank you, Pat. And you heard that list. What goes through your mind when you hear a list like this? And unfortunately, we're getting these lists every single year.
It's just a shame that, you know, we lose so many law enforcement officers either to car crashes or execution-type style killings or just being killed in the line of duty, that it's just so dangerous for these people to go to and from work every day, not knowing if they're going to come home to their families at night. It's really heartbreaking.
And even on that list, you see people who were killed because of complications from 9/11.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everything that's going on with all the cancer from the officers and even the state troopers and New York City guys from 9/11, it's just terrible. And I can even think about the fact that I was one of the officers that could have gone down there and didn't go down there because they didn't need any extra help. And I could be in that same position today if I had gone there.
Wow. Unbelievable. So you've lost close friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Man. You know, I saw this statistic too. As if this wasn't enough of a problem, police suicides are supposedly above 150 a year. That's triple the number of officers killed by criminals every year. So you got that problem too.
It is, and I just can't imagine what goes through somebody's mind when they think about taking their own life and actually taking their own life.
Yeah.
I just wish there was some more signs where we could have helped people. And, you know, it hits really close to home that one of the people that helped us to start Blue Friday last year did the same thing.
That's right. That's right. And it's such a ripple effect. You know, first, of course, it's the individual we lose. It affects family. It affects friends of the family. It affects entire communities when this happens. And this is why Blue Friday was created, basically, right?
Right. Absolutely.
I really don't know the total biography in your case. How did you start?
I actually put in 36 years with the Albany Police Department and spent my last 19 years in traffic. And the reason that we had started the Blue Friday organization was about 14 years ago.
That's right.
With the deaths of Lieutenant John Finn from Albany and Police Officer Eric Veneramo from Schenectady, we wanted to start an organization that could actually help the families of people killed in the line of duty. And unfortunately, we've helped about 18 families since we started, and I would just love to see a year where we have to help nobody at all, that nobody gets killed, but I don't think that will ever happen.
And we're always racking our brains to come up with events to raise money, and we have several events planned, right? We have a new one.
We were kicking off a new idea. Unfortunately, in the Albany area where we cover for Blue Friday, which actually goes from the Tappan Zee Bridge to the Canadian border, and from I-81 all the way over to the Mass Connecticut-Vermont border, we'll be assisting probably five families this year. And, you know, with the money that we bring in on our normal event, you know, that is pretty close. So we've come up with a new idea. We've come up with a bowling tournament, a public safety bowling tournament, where police teams from the police field, which would be corrections, parole, troopers, deputy sheriffs, law enforcement officers, will bowl against each other. And then we will have fire departments bowling against fire departments, whether it be paid, volunteer, whatever. And then looking to bring in EMS groups, like ambulance drivers and stuff. And we look to have like a statewide tournament where all these categories will bowl against each other. Then the top contenders in each one of the categories will bowl against each other for the bragging rights as the best in the state.
And this is happening May 5th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Dell Lanes. Right. Dell Lanes, right? That's a 4 Bethlehem Court in Delmar.
Yep. Yeah, Dell Lanes in Delmar, New York, mm-hmm. better known as Bethlehem. It's they're helping us out with this. There'll be team events where a 4-person team will register for $200. There'll be food involved included in that. They'll also get a Blue Friday patch when they do that, and they'll bowl against each other for fun. The team has to be sponsored by either a law enforcement agency, a fire department, or an EMS group, and at least one person on that team has to be from that group to help represent the team, because it is a law enforcement type public safety tournament.
And if you listen to this driving or wherever you are listening to this and you can't write the information down fast enough, we're going to have it all on our website, which is BlueFridayNewYork.org, correct?
And BlueFridayNY.
NY.org.
Right. The information's there. You can also contact, check our website. We'll have it, as well as our Facebook will have it, and reach out to us for applications. The applications will be on the website for anybody that wants to participate. And we're kind of looking to have some good old fun, and all the proceeds, of course, will go to Blue Friday of New York, which is a 501c3 organization, and will be used to assist those families that go to Washington, D.C. this year.
Which is great. And then we have our traditional event that we've been doing for the past, what, you said 14 years? I'm losing count here.
Yep, this will be our 14th year, and our Blue Friday event this year is on the last Friday of April, which I believe is April 27th.
27th, yep.
Yep. It'll be from 5:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. at three different locations throughout the Capital District area. We will be in Saratoga Springs at the 99 restaurant, which is on Route 50, exit 15 of I-87. We'll be at the Hannaford Shopping Center in the Colony, New York, which is at the Wolf Road in Sand Creek. And we'll be at Lacey Ford down in Catskill. And if you're unable to meet us there, we'll also be at the corner of State and Pearl from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the city of Albany, where people can catch up to us there to get their items. We'll be selling our traditional T-shirt, which color changes every year. We'll be selling blue carnations, patches, pins, challenge coins, and all the money goes to a good cause.
And I just want everybody to know that Pat is driving as we speak. He has no notes. He's doing this all from memory. I have all these notes written all over the place, just in case you couldn't remember, you know, a date or so.
But just so you know, I'm hands-free driving. I'm not breaking the law.
No, I understand. That's just amazing.
Yes, I didn't have any notes in front of me, but that was very true. But we're really hoping that everybody will come out to support us, and we're also going to do a kickoff party again this year, like we've done the last couple of years.
The 99.
Teamed up again with the 99 restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The kickoff party is going to be Monday night, April 2nd, 5:30 to about 9 p.m., where there'll be drawings and food specials. The 99 restaurant will donate portion of the money to Blue Friday. We'll have stuff for sale there. The T-shirts will be there early, so you can get your T-shirts, so you can actually wear them on Blue Friday if you want this year. And we look forward to seeing anybody that comes out. We'll have guest bartenders available behind the bar, and all the proceeds will go to Blue Friday.
You said it all. I've just been sitting here with my feet up listening to you, because you've got it all.
Oh, very nice.
I guess that's really about it. That's the main reason I wanted you on the podcast, because I really want to get this information out for you guys, and we're going to have all this again on Facebook, in case you don't remember it.
It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on our website.
My website.
There'll be phone numbers there to call for further information if you need it.
Right.
Either myself or Lou or Brian are always available to talk to anybody. And we really look forward to the support and hoping that the local agencies, you know, get out and support this event for the bowling. And, you know, we'd like to see it to be statewide, because it's bragging rights for the state.
That's right. We would love to see everybody. And I guess that's it, Pat. I'm just so glad to have you on the podcast. And I hope everybody comes out and supports these events. We really, really could use the money.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing everybody at all of our events.
That's great. Pat, thank you so much.
Okay.
It is such an important charity, and what can I say? It's such an important occupation. I don't think there'll ever be a lack of a need for police officers in this society. I mean, you think about this. Just in light of some of the recent events that have happened in this country, you're going to need police officers at concerts, in malls, in schools. I don't think just security guards are going to be able to handle it. Not knocking security guards, but you can't just put a uniform on somebody and give them a billy club and expect them to handle some of these situations. You're going to need experienced law enforcement officials to be there and to be present. They have to be trained, and they're going to be putting their lives in harm's way on a daily basis. We need first responders in this society, and we should be supporting them. And this is one way to do it, to come out to some of these events. Again, we will have a list of these events on the show notes for this particular episode. You can also go to Facebook. Blue Friday of New York is the Facebook address. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is Richie Phillips, and get all the information. Let's end on a slightly brighter note. On all the years that I was on WGNA, I used to have a little side gig. I would leave the building, go to a school, and write songs with kids. And on this one particular week, I think this was a few days before we actually did the broadcast at the Hannaford on Wolf Road, which we did every single year for Blue Friday, I went to an elementary school, and we kind of pooled our ideas together and wrote a little jingle to publicize the event. And I thought I would play it for you right now. This is from several years ago, a small elementary class, the cutest kids ever.
Reading, writing, and rhyming. In your community, if you can't find your way, you can always ask a cop. He'll help you every day. So give as you can, cause he'll help all of us. Come to Hannaford, be a must. Blue Friday, it's all about the cops. The cops are tops. Blue Friday, it's all about the cops.
How cute was that? Come and support the event. We would love to see you there. Richie Phillips here, and just ending this with a shameless plug. Just want to let you know that I'm available for your private parties, your weddings, your anniversaries, your retirement parties. I can DJ for you, play some live music, even write a song about that special someone. If you want some information, go to my website, which is hirerichie.com, HireRichie.com. This podcast is broadcast every 2 weeks. I'm trying to do it every other Tuesday. The top on Tuesday. It's got a ring to it. I guess what keeps these things going is subscriptions. That's what iTunes looks at. So if you, please, would subscribe to the podcast by just clicking the subscribe button, leave a comment. That would really, really help to push this up the rankings. You can also do the same thing on podbean.com if you are an Android user. Podbean, P-O-D, let me think about that, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, one word, .com. And just click their subscribe button, too. I'd appreciate either or. Join me next time as I try diligently, night and day, to
take it.